From NPR and WBUR, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now, live from Radio Row at the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia, where tonight President Obama takes the stage to argue for a Hillary Clinton presidency. Last night, the first Clinton to occupy the White House, Bill, made his case with stories about his life with Hillary, including how he tried three times to get her to marry him and chatted her up while both were in line to register for law school classes.
And I thought I was doing pretty well. Till we got to the front of the line and the registrar looked up and said, Bill, what are you doing here? You registered this morning. I turned red and she laughed, that big laugh of hers. And I thought, well, heck, since my cover's been blown, I just went ahead and asked her to take a walk down to the art museum. We've been walking and talking and laughing together ever since.
But it's a different Democratic Party now, and several hundred Bernie Sanders delegates either walked out in protest over Hillary Clinton's nomination or they were too young to remember comeback kid Bill Clinton. Here now, political analyst Jamal Simmons joins us. He's also a Democratic strategist. And Jamal, what about that point? We were struck that this is an older Bill Clinton.
This is an older Bill Clinton, and one may wonder why, in a room full of Democrats, Bill Clinton would find it, or the convention would find it necessary to go through Hillary Clinton's life story. Well, the reality is what you just said. There are a lot of people in that room who are too young to remember the Bill Clinton era. And there are some people who may remember the Bill Clinton era, but their first memories of it aren't that great. So if you're pretty young and the first thing you remember is impeachment, then you never had the joy of Rock the Vote and the parties and the 1992 campaign with people crying. Like, whenever I tell somebody who's, you know, in their 30s or under that about how Bill Clinton used to have people crying when he would get off of an airplane and walk out onto a stage, they can't possibly believe it, that he was the Barack Obama of his era.
Well, and also many people would have no clue. I mean, we think, oh, there's been books written, but no clue about Hillary Clinton's many accomplishments, say what you will, but including, you know, helping write disabilities acts because she went to Boston even before they married to find out why kids weren't going to school, and that story of finding a child in a wheelchair on her porch who could not go to school because she was in a wheelchair.
And even a lot of people who do know those stories, they don't remember them, right? It's been so long ago since maybe you heard them. And so it's a good chance to get people focused on who Hillary Clinton is, what she's done, and then tie all those threads about her life together into a story that the Democrats can then bring everybody in and go forward.
Well, and to try to undo the story that, as you said, many have heard, here's Bill Clinton last night referring to Republicans and their dislike of Hillary Clinton.
Well, if you win elections on the theory that government is always bad and will mess up a two-car parade, a real changemaker represents a real threat. So, your only option is to create a cartoon.
Which is what he says the Republicans have done. But, you know, here's some anecdotal, you know, just walking around the hall, walking around today, asking people what they thought.
Sure.
First of all, there are women that I've spoken to who said, I wish he'd gone there. I wish he kind of sort of went there.
Yeah.
You mentioned the impeachment. He kind of sort of went there and said, we've had some tough times and she stuck with me. She'll stick with you. Some people wish he'd said, you know what? I didn't deserve her standing by me during the time of the Monica Lewinsky scandal. You're nodding.
Yes, he should have acknowledged it, I think, because everybody in the room was thinking it. And I imagine a lot of people at home were wondering how he would do it. And what he said was, he did a story about 1997, and then he said, well, fast forward to 1999, and she did something else that was great. Well, there's a lot that happened between 1997 and 1999, and it's one of the things that actually grates against her. I was in Nashville, Tennessee, and I met a woman who really should be a Hillary Clinton voter. This was in 2007, 2008. And the thing that she had against it was that she just didn't understand how she managed to work her way through staying with him after being so publicly embarrassed.
Yeah.
And I think there's some residue there that really needs to be dealt with.
Might be addressed. Well, I just want to bring up something else that came up today. The two email scandals. Donald Trump in a news conference today was talking about the suspected Russian hacking of DNC emails the FBI is investigating. And Hillary Clinton's other email problems, the ones her attorneys deleted from her private server when she was Secretary of State. Here he is.
Russia, if you're listening, I hope you're able to find the 30,000 emails that are missing. I think you will probably be rewarded mightily by our press.
How do the Democrats come back at Donald Trump and his criticism of the Clintons and the what the Russians revealed.
Look, this Russian story is not good for Donald Trump, and maybe he's trying to find a way to take a tack on it.
Because why? Explain why.
Well, I think maybe he's trying to find a way to take a tack on it that will make people be focused on the Clintons and not focus on the fact that he's been coming up with policies that benefit Vladimir Putin. And now we know that the Russians are the ones who hacked the DNC servers, and they released that. So why would they release that now? Maybe it's to hurt Hillary Clinton and the Democrats. So Trump is coming up with policies that help Putin. The Russians are doing things that help Clinton. It just looks a little smarmy.
Well, President Obama did say in an interview released today that the FBI had previously told the White House and the DNC that Russia was trying to influence the election. And now, of course, the Democrats are saying influence it in favor of Donald Trump. And you're saying, why would
you want to know for sure, we can't testify to what Putin is doing, but we can testify that Trump's position on NATO and Trump's position on the EU and Brexit are only benefit Vladimir Putin. So we know how Trump helps Russians. The question is, are the Russians trying to help Trump?
That's here now political analyst Jamal Simmons, also a Democratic strategist, sending his thoughts to the Democrats about what they should be saying about Donald Trump's comments. Jamal, thanks as always.
Thank you for having me.